Florida's new abortion law takes effect today. It's the one the state Supreme Court upheld last month. It prohibits abortions after 6 weeks, except in rare circumstances. And it's going to shape the reproductive rights debate in Florida ahead of the November election. That's when voters will decide whether to restore abortion access deeper into pregnancy. Stephanie Colombini with member station WUSF joins us now from Tampa. Stephanie, Florida had been one of the last states in the South to allow for abortions after a few weeks. How have providers and abortion rights advocates been preparing for this day?
Well, a lot of health centers that provide abortions have increased staff and extended their hours to get in as many patients who are approaching 6 weeks of pregnancy as they can. But it's tough. Florida also requires patients to come in twice for care, first for a consultation and then again for the procedure at least 24 hours later. I talked to Barbara Dravecki. She runs Planned Parenthood centers in Southwest and Central Florida. She says a lot of people don't even realize they're pregnant by 6 weeks.
So the emotional turmoil that's going to happen, the anger, the fear, the anxiety is going to be great.
So some people will have to continue their pregnancies. Others will travel out of state for abortions, but they're going to have to go far because so many other southern states also have bans. And residents in those places had relied on Florida for care until now. There are some independent groups known as abortion funds that help people travel to states with access, but, you know, that's complicated and expensive.
Yeah, opponents of abortion rights advocated for this ban. What have they been saying?
They say the ban, quote, protects life. I talked with John Stemberger, president of Legal Counsel Action. It's a group that opposes abortion. And he says they've been working to help what are known as crisis pregnancy centers in Florida encourage people not to get abortions. These centers are often run by religious groups, but they also get state funding. And they advise people to consider parenting or adoption instead.
We really want to appeal to young mothers or even older mothers who are in what we would consider a crisis pregnancy to basically think differently about the issue.
But some crisis pregnancy centers have been known to spread misleading or inaccurate medical information. Then another priority for people who support abortion restrictions is to convince Floridians to vote against a proposal that could overturn the six-week ban, and that's going to appear on the November ballot.
Yeah, right. That's the other part of this big debate in Florida. Tell us about that ballot measure.
Sure. So it's known as Amendment 4, and it asks voters whether to allow abortion access until fetal viability, which it's usually around 24 weeks, or when a patient's healthcare provider determines it's necessary. Now, opponents say the proposal is extreme and say the wording will mislead voters, but the state Supreme Court ruled the language is clear. Megan Jafo runs the Chicago Abortion Fund, and she works with partners in Florida. She is excited about the initiative, but she does worry that people may focus their resources on getting that passed and then forget the pregnant people affected by the ban now.
Because it will be won on the backs of those people, and people will give birth when they didn't want to.
And that's, you know, if it wins. 60% of voters need to approve the amendment for it to pass. And that is a higher threshold than in some other states that have passed ballot measures on abortion access.
That is WUSF Stephanie Colombini. Thank you very much.
Thank you.